Hey, what's up to everybody out there? This is the Knucklehead Steven coming to you the day after Thanksgiving on a quick special two podcast week edition of Knucklehead Podcast. Wanted to do three things here today. One, I'm going to get a couple plugs in. So SoundCloud, we are there at Knucklehead. We are on Instagram at Knucklehead Podcast. And we are also on Facebook at the unofficial Knucklehead. So join us there, like us there, comment there, like, subscribe if you haven't yet on YouTube. We are going to be uploading these shortly so you can see some interactive play as well. Wanted to get a couple things out there to everybody just this holiday season. One in particular that we're going to cover today is thanks, being thankful and gratitude, right? So one mistake I remember making as a young kid. So now, as a lot of people my age had, they had parents that were separated or parents that were divorced. So one of the things that was hard for me growing up as a kid was always connecting with step-parents or significant others, that type of thing. So I remember one time in particular, I didn't show my mom how appreciative I was whenever it came time to talk to them whenever we were visiting my dad. And so one of the things that I did was I was actually standing on the telephone with her, and she was talking with me, trying to get my attention, and I was staring right at the TV, and I was on the phone, and all of a sudden I heard a dial tone. So that tells me that she hung up the other end of the line. So as a way to not show appreciation for your parents, specifically your mother, who suffered through a lot of things, body transformation and everything to give birth to you, one of the ways that I said thanks was by ignoring her over the phone. it's funny. It's just one of those things that, you're just a kid. You do stupid stuff. So obviously I was a kid at the time, but as I got a little bit older, one thing that I never did was show a true appreciation for my high school football coaches. One in particular, there was a guy who was a math teacher, incredibly complex, very charismatic individual, great coach, very passionate. But I never really connected with him as to what my long-term goals were, about how I wanted to play college football, how I wanted to earn a scholarship. My brothers played college football. My dad was very successful athletically, so I wanted to follow in those footsteps. So I was always really consumed with what my individual stats were, as opposed to, what was going on with my team. Take that as a leader. You're so consumed with how you're performing that you don't necessarily take the time to follow up with your players or your teammates and take the time to get to know them or just be concerned with what was going on with them. And I never really showed the appreciation that I needed to lean on those leaders of men that were high school developing coaches. They helped me actually earn an opportunity to play college football and follow in the footsteps and all the goals that I wanted to have. But I never took the time to say I appreciate them the way that I needed to. So this Thanksgiving, and to give some backstory to that, my dad lived on the other side of the country. My mom lived on the other side of the country. I moved in and I lived with some buddies of mine during my last 2-3 years of high school. It was just kind of what we did. My older brother had to go through something similar also. So, you just kind of make the most of what you got, and everybody comes from different backgrounds. But those are the two things that I wanted to cover this Thanksgiving season, to let you know that regardless of whether or not you were thankful whenever you were, younger, being a knucklehead, making mistakes, driving your parents crazy and all your friends crazy, you can grow up and develop some maturity. You can grow up and develop some appreciation and some gratitude, and make sure that you take the time to express that. I'm going to share with you real quickly. A young lady wrote me a message recently. She DM'd me on LinkedIn, and she told me about an experience that she had had. We had worked together for a period of time, and I just want to highlight her maturity. What she did is she went into detail about what she was thankful for in terms of her experiences, not only just working, but just personal growth and personal development. It's imperative that, once you stop and you actually convey your appreciation and gratitude for people, you're going to stand out. You are going to be that difference between, extraordinary or ordinary. You are going to be that difference between successful and non-successful because you've taken the time to communicate that appreciation to people. Your relationships will get a little bit better. Not only will your relationships get a little bit better, you're going to feel better about you. And that's what the whole point of this podcast is. So this Thanksgiving season, my challenge to you is find somebody who made an impact on you. communicate with them what impact they made on you, and then go show them that you actually appreciate what they did for you by going and paying it forward and doing it for somebody else. So this Thanksgiving season, if you had Thanksgiving and Christmas season going into the new year, if you haven't done that, my challenge is you start doing it day in and day out. Get out there, have a great holiday season. Again, we are on SoundCloud, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Check us out on YouTube as well. Also, we're the unofficial Knucklehead on there. So have a great rest of the day. Make it a great holiday season. God bless you guys. Love you. See ya.